This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here in real time. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, let me start off by saying that no death, because I know what's going to happen tonight already. Like last week, we got some crazy emails from some people thinking we didn't care about anything, or anyone for that matter. And, you know, it's easy to say that, but frankly, we do care. And every one of these cases has to be taken on their own. And I'm talking about the shooting that, the other shooting that took place this week. Police involved. Rashard Brooks out of Atlanta. And we look at the video, again, you're not there. I'm not there. We don't see really what was going down. So, when do we start going, okay, slow down, let's take a look, let's see what's going down. Everybody says that the perpetrator on this one didn't have to be shot, but look at the video. Do you really want somebody running around with that taser? You have people, this is why we're not going to fix this. I know, I jumped right in, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If we just keep instantaneously blaming the police and whites, then we're gonna end up. We truly are going to end up in another civil war. But it's not going to be for slavery. It's going to be for who has the power. How far left do you want to go? How far of a globalist society do you want to be? I don't want to be globalist at all. I want to be for the United States. I want to be for America. I want to be for the American people. But when you look, you talk about, remember when little Lizzie Warren was running around on her, you know, her campaign trail? Right? And she was giving everything away to everybody for any reason. Do you remember that? I even said it several times. Again, depending, she would look out at the crowd, who she was speaking with, and depending on who's out there, yeah, I think we should have reparations for every black person. Then she'd be a different meaning. I think we should have reparations for Native Americans. Yeah, that one too. I think she just went on and on and never stopped. We should have reparations for the LGBTQ community. It's them giving in to every crowd they get in front of. And I know some people got mad at me for last week. I gave out the numbers three or four times. But you can't operate off of fair and fake information. You know, I'll tell you, I heard one person on Fox today say what I've been saying for a while. Maybe he listens to the show. I don't know. But I keep saying the same thing. Don't tell me that coronavirus new cases are skyrocketing. Tell me what the percentage is. Right, because we're doing more testing. So if we're doing more testing, and you're getting more cases, that's kind of like what do we say in the old days? No, duh. You're testing more. course you're going to come up with more positives. But let's drop back and look at percentages. Have percentages gone up? That's really what you want to know. That's what you want to ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time. Hey, head up to the website. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I don't even get to that all the time. I make life pretty easy on you, you know? I threaten to do it. I just don't do it. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com if you have any questions about the show, you want to know more, or what have you. Listen, in all sincerity, I feel bad for anybody who's shot, whether it's by the police or each other. You know, black on black, white on black on blue. I mean, it doesn't matter. Somebody losing their life is a big deal. Right? You know, Cuomo's out there screaming that he's, you know, he's going to, I'm going to, you people keep it up and I'm going to lock it down again. Did he say that to the, I'm just curious, I might have missed it. Did he say that to the protesters, rioters, whatever you want to call them? No, probably not at all. But yet, they're the ones that are driving the numbers up, aren't they? Or so we've been told. But why is it that me going to church could have a chance of really pushing the virus out, but yet me being in the streets with these people is fine? Right? It just never stops. So if you go to New York City and you want to protest, not only can you protest, you can protest without a mask, you can be up next to each other, you can throw stuff at the cops can't really act on anything that you're doing. You take those kids to the park to play, though, and as you've seen in video, they're going to drag you out of that park. You know, I mean, the cops aren't cowards. Because that's what some people, you know, let me look at what they're doing. They'll drag the kids out, but they won't go after the rioters. No. This is the guy that you guys hired to be mayor. De Blasio. I mean, seriously, how could you hire this man? How could you hire such a spineless coward? And now he does want to, he's cutting back on the crime unit? My God. Joe Messina, your host, Kimberly Marin, joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And guess who's joining us now? I always enjoy when she's with us. Kimberly Moran joins us, as she does every week, to kind of kick the week off, get things rolling, tell us what we're doing wrong, tell us what they're doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Guess who's back? Kimberly's back.
Why don't I get you a theme song? That would be funny. I think it would be funny anyway.
My theme song on a radio show I was on locally used to be Fighter.
Fighter? Ah. Yeah, I could see it, but I never know what song you're talking about. No clue.
It's a good song.
So this is what I love. You know, let's just start off with all the lunacy going on. And again, I'm not going to get into it yet with the shooting in Atlanta. You know, my heart goes out to those people. But when you look at the video, it is not a clear-cut case like with the other ones that have happened recently. But, you know, you look at this and you say, he was running. He was shooting back at them with a taser. Do we really want somebody like that running around the neighborhood with a taser in their hand? That's number one. But Cuomo comes out. This is the one that really just freaks me out. I was just talking about this. So Cuomo comes out. He threatens the people. He says, look, you know, I see you. You're out there in the streets. You're walking around. You're not observing the six-foot distance. You're not wearing your masks. And do I, you know, I'm going to shut this place down again. Yet we've got riots and these protests going on where there's no masks. They're standing next to each other. Is this like, are this mental derangement, or do they really know what they're doing?
It's mental derangement. They're leftists. Okay. The media is doing it. Democrats are doing it. There's some states who said there's no gatherings of more than 10 people unless it's a protest. Except it can't be a protest against, you know, the closure of the states, but it can be a protest for, like, Black Lives Matter or for whatever left-wing thing they believe in.
Right.
If anyone, just say your average person who isn't very political but watches the news, if anyone is paying attention to this and actually getting real news and not just getting crap news from CNN or whatever, or, you know, only watching cable news on either side, if anyone is paying attention to this, they've got to be saying to themselves, are you kidding me? How can you tell, scream and yell at people for daring to go out, not let them to go to their own, see their own parents when they're dying, not let them have funerals, not let them have weddings, nothing.
Yep.
But all these protests are A-okay?
Yeah. What's your problem?
Riots, looting, that's okay.
God. So, what do you think of this new country that has changed names a few times there in Washington State, right?
Top. Right, it's like, you know what it is? It's just 2020's version of Occupy Wall Street. Remember?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Where they
have
the
rape
tents. I'm sure that they have all those kind of issues going on in here too, because these people don't respect themselves and don't respect anyone else.
No, you're exactly right. When you know, there are pictures coming out from inside there. I don't know how they're getting them out, but God bless them for doing it. And this, I thought there were pictures of Venezuela. That's how bad it was. Right?
Yeah, no one's complaining about all those people being in a large gathering.
Yes.
And did you hear what their idiot mayor said? It might be the summer of love. When she was on with Chris Cuomo. He's like, what are you going to do about this?
That was Marianne Williamson, wasn't it?
No. She was clearly, you know, channeling her inner Marianne Williamson. Yeah, it might be the summer of love, really. Meanwhile, there's businesses that are in that zone that are suffering. There are people who live in that area who are suffering. It's unbelievable. Not to mention all the people who are suffering who can't have 911 get to their
Some of those businesses have reached out with notes and messages saying, hey, look, we're petrified in here. We're not going to turn them down. Don't feel like dying. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And apparently there was...
It's bad.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was just to say, apparently, I haven't seen the full report on it yet, but apparently, according to one business owner, there was an arson. Someone lit their business on fire. They put it out. They tried calling the 911 18 or 19 times.
Yeah, no
answer. But the fire department won't come if the police don't come.
Yep.
So what are you going to do? You basically have domestic terrorists who have take a hostile takeover of a complete section of city property. And Seattle mayor and governor don't care.
No, they don't care. They're not doing anything to make this any
today,
better.
And I can't remember what it was. It was awesome. I haven't heard it in forever. Crap.
What was it?
Trump referred to them in some way, that a word that I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, now I can't remember what it is. I'm mad. It was like a 90s type word that people used to say in the 90s, and now I can't remember.
No, I've had it with these guys. I feel bad for saying it this way, but here's the deal. If you voted for de Blasio and you live in New York City, hey, you're on your own. I'm not giving you tax money. You don't deserve any tax money.
Same in Seattle.
To be bailed out, okay? Bingo. Same thing in Seattle. Any of these cities, Chicago. I mean, the mayor of Chicago actually said, I don't know what's wrong with these people. They're effing lawless. And you're going, really? Are you serious? This is just coming off your lips?
Geez, I wonder why.
I don't understand. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't understand. These people are a very small percentage of the entire country. Why is it that so many of these morons are afraid of them?
I don't know.
Why?
It is
because they know that there's billions of dollars and millions of dollars behind them?
Well, later on in the show, I'm going to do the whole thing behind Black Lives Matter. And did you hear about the donation, the whole donation thing with them now? The money doesn't go to them?
None of it's really traceable?
No, none of it's going to them. All the online donations goes to, guess where? Act Blue.
Yeah.
Millions.
Yeah, it goes to Act Blue. Act Blue is just basically legal money laundering.
I know. And anybody with two brain cells to rub together knows, too.
Yeah.
You know, seriously. And they're the ones that, we've got to get big money out of politics. Well, except for us. We get all the big money we want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I mean, just amazing.
No, the whole thing is a sham. And the people who buy into it are either completely ignorant, afraid to be called a racist, or are just flat out stupid.
I don't know. I don't understand any of that.
I know some people are afraid. I understand some people truly feel bad, and they want to support the black community, et cetera, et cetera. But what they don't realize is BLM doesn't even give a rat's behind about the black community.
No.
Not one damn.
No.
Does Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter give about the black community.
And the mayor of Chicago is at it again. She's like, she wants to, well, we'll talk about this the other side of the break. Joe Bocini, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including the United States' recent departure from the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization has been very disappointing. To the world, they've been disappointing. And they've been a puppet of China. And so, no, I'm not reconsidering unless they get their act together.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Some of you noticed I don't look like a Shia pet anymore. I finally got a haircut, which, you know, and you would think I wouldn't have gone for 2 months. The stuff grows like ragweed. I know some of you wish yours grew like ragweed. Let me tell you, no, you don't. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, kind of kick off the week. Let's talk about what's happening, what was happening over the weekend, and what the week is going to look like. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
It's going to be crazy. I mean, the weekend was crazy enough. And again, I mean, here in California, not far from me, they found, I think, one or two. I can't remember. But one for sure that I know. They found a black man hanging. And some people say it was suicide. Some people say that he was hung. And, you know, here we go again, right? And I don't know. You know,
those cases typically appear to be suicide.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. In today's environment, it probably some of the KKK hung him. Right? It has to be that. What they don't realize is that most people, I'd probably say 99.9% of the people in the KKK are Democrats. So one of their own hung him. But, you know, with all due respect to him and his family and what have you, we don't know yet. And I'm not gonna jump on all these things. There's people already commenting on it. You're going, look, let the autopsy happen. Let's find out what, are there any witnesses to it? You know, if it was truly was a hanging, then we need to find those people, no matter who they are or what color they are, and we need to nail them. This is getting nuts.
Right, exactly.
So, anyway. All right, hey, Kavanaugh, do you want to comment on that? You can. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, people who pay attention, think what's going on is insane. Imagine the people who barely pay attention.
Listen, lately, instead of telling some of the people that I know and do things with, I'm not saying, hey, did you see how they did this with so-and-so and such and such? Now I go, hey, hear what's happening in New York?
Or
hear what's happening? I want to see how plugged in they actually are.
Yeah.
I mean, forgive me, but most of these people are ignorant. They have no clue. And you know,
no.
One guy looked at me and said, "I've been too busy to keep up." I said, "You better keep up because your kids' life and your ability to decide where your kids go to school and what they do are at stake. You better start paying attention."
Yeah. My sister actually pays attention, not obviously as much as I do because she's not totally insane. And our little brother lives in Seattle, so we were messaging back and forth, and she goes, "Oh my God, I just heard about what's going on in Seattle." This was a few days after it happened.
So maybe the governor really didn't know what was going on in Seattle.
I really think the mainstream media, which is what most people see and hear, let's face reality. That's how I used to be.
Yeah.
They're not reporting on everything that's going on. They just never fully report or accurately or truthfully report the things that are going on. They report their one side of view that they, you know, sympathetic to the rioters and looters, or if they even show that. It's really disturbing how horrifying the media has become over all these years.
Oh.
It's really horrifying.
You won't get an argument
from me. And I know
we
say that all the time, but I didn't mean to.
But I don't know how you fix it. That's the thing. So, hey, listen, on your side of the world.
Fire them all.
You know what? I thought this was going to be easy, but you look what's happening in Washington right now. You look at what's going on in Chicago. Look at what's going on in New York and New York City. And you go, my God, you know, they're being beat by these elected officials, and they go back and they vote for them again. I don't get it.
Okay, I do get that because what happens is they pass all this legislation and the voters don't know what's going on. Most voters don't pay attention to what's going on at their local state houses. Never mind their school. You know that, the school boards.
Yep.
They don't pay attention. It takes other people, organizations and groups who are fighting for parents and taxpayers and kids and whatever to alert others about it. But in general, they don't pay attention. I also know from personal experience, I didn't used to, but the legislators will lie to their faces about what they were for, what they passed, what they didn't pass. Literally lie. I watch every single Democrat in New Hampshire lie through their teeth, right to the faces of voters, of their own constituents, lie to their faces. And I know damn well every Democrat does it across this country, and some Republicans too.
Oh, yeah. No, listen.
I'm not talking about little white lies. I'm talking about flat-out lies about legislation or
what's
policy.
What's in it? What's hidden in it?
Yep.
Right? Yeah,
yep.
we've got a local assembly person, and she is running for Congress now too as well. And remember when she was on the school board, she was very even keeled on the school board. And then she says, "You know, when I go to the assembly, right, I will also be very middle of the road." She's not. She is so far left that she's laying down on the left side. Okay, once she went there,
good Lord.
She abstains from any vote that she thinks she's going to get pummeled from here in her home area because it's still pretty much very conservative. Okay, and she got in because she the guy that she ran against, the Republican, didn't work really hard at it. But that's beside the point. I mean, she got in, okay, and now she's running for Congress. And I'm going, you got to look at her vote. I can't get her on the show because she knows I'm not going to do the softball like her other buddies do for her. I want to know why you're abstaining from a lot of your votes. I want to know how she was one of the people that have been pushing AB5 out here. It's the one that millions of people lost their jobs over. Because you couldn't.
The gig one.
Oh, yeah, right. The gig law. And she stands behind it 100%. Now she stands behind a law that would raise property taxes. But she's not out there telling anybody that. So I'd love to get her on, but she doesn't want to answer those questions. They never do. So my thing with the people of California, you're already miffed at what's going on here in California. You're already, they got petitions out to recall Newsom that are being put out by Democrats as well. And now you're going to send this left lunatic to D.C. We're going to try.
Wow.
They beat her in the primary, and so the guy that I was backing has made it. He's in D.C. right now, and he is acting, voting, and being a true conservative back there. So I'm believing he'll get it in November. But I guess my point is they were going to get behind, or they're getting behind this woman. That is exactly what they're screaming about in what's going on with the government right now.
Right.
It's just nuts. So anyway.
Yeah.
I want to get to your Second Amendment thing. I don't want to run out of time, okay? So, because you're a Second Amendment, like, guru. So, technically you are. You know quite a bit about
activist.
It. I know that
I'm a Second Amendment activist.
Really? Okay, I like guru, but that's beside the point. I'm from the 70s. You're a guru. So, you know, here we go. I mean, I know gun sales are way up. I know that there's a lot of liberals buying guns. People are taking gun classes all over the place. you know, Justice Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh came out and they admonished their justices or their fellow justices for letting Second Amendment cases just hang in the courts, just hang out in the lower courts. They both and others, they want this. They want a lot of this settled. And one of them brought up the point that there's been no major ruling on the Second Amendment in a decade.
Right.
And
but yet there's been a lot of cities and states rather who have put draconian gun control measures in place, which is usually where these lawsuits come from.
Right.
So why is the Supreme Court sitting on their freaking hands and not hearing cases about specifically about the Constitution and our Bill of Rights?
Right. Well, I think what I believe that. I think if it wasn't a majority of them, I would have put it on a little bit of a strategy, right? Wait till after the election and then go after these things. But right now, I'm feeling like these guys are just cowards. They don't want to take this stuff up.
Yep.
They're afraid about what's going to happen. And I'm glad that, you know, I mean, Kavanaugh and, what's his name, Clarence Thomas spoke up. Because, hey, it ain't just a white guy who wants to put the black guy down. It's the black guy who wants you to have a right to have guns.
Gun control, the roots of gun control, and this is historical fact, are rooted in racism. Gun control originally was put into place for racist reasons by white Democrats across the country who are working hand in hand with the KKK, their buddies. Gun control originated out of racism, and it still behaves that way across the country.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but back apparently, I don't know, 50s or 60s, the party switched. So,
Hey. Someone said that to me the other day. I'm like, oh, shut your freaking pie hole. It was one guy, Strom Thurmond, and that was it, sweetheart. Got it. Yeah, but guess what? No, but I didn't know this stuff before. No one's being taught real history anymore.
How come I knew it? I went to school in Boston. That's bad.
I didn't find out until 10 years ago.
We're going to a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
In
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We're back at it again. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Kimberly, are you a Dean Martin fan?
I am.
Would he have to get in? See, if you were in California, before he kissed you, he would have to get permission from you so that he wouldn't, you know, couldn't be brought up in charges or something.
that would include the entire Brat Pack and then some back then.
I know, right? They'd all be in jail today. I mean, seriously, yeah. Think about it. All of them.
Well, no, not actually, because, you know, Holly weirdos still
They're
protect their sexual assaulters and rapists, you know, like Roman Polanski. So, you know, not you, really, Joe.
Don't you find it amazing that every year at these awards they give him accolades and kudos and applause and what a great man he is? But he can't be here because he raped a 13-year-old. I'm going, does this not show you how whacked these people truly are?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Whoopi Goldberg defends him one year and says, well, it wasn't the same back then.
It wasn't rape.
13-year-old, you know, she, yeah. Like, are you people serious? I mean, you're really selling this, right?
This is... why, how demented Holly weirdos are and why no one should listen to anything they say ever unless it's on screen and you're watching them perform their art.
I don't even know if it's that's what they're good anymore. For. No, it's fantasy, total fantasy land for these people.
Of course.
You know? I don't know. How easily we're so excited, we get so sucked up into, you know, the Hollywood scene. And, you know, you call it Hollywood.
No.
I do too, but, and I don't get sucked up in it because I know that, look at, they're liars. What are they doing? What are we giving them trophies for? What? Playing somebody else. Playing somebody they're not, right?
So there was, I don't know if you saw it, but there was some video montage out with people, I don't know, like Hollywood actors, whatever, saying something about Black Lives Matter, whatever crap. And I'm like, am I supposed to know who any of these people are? Because I don't. Like, okay, no, I did recognize one chick from, she does a really stupid, low-class commercial. But that's it. Like, I don't know who any of these people are, and even if I did, why would I care what they say or think?
That's exactly. I do not understand why sports players, celebrities, and that, why are they held, any of them, you're right, why are they held in such high esteem? Why do we listen to what they have? Most of them, you heard the guy, I can't even think of his name, at one of the awards this year, go like, you're all morons. Why do we listen? Nobody cares what you have to say.
That guy was awesome.
Wasn't he? He'll never work again.
Sports people are a little bit different because sports figures actually have children who look up to them. So that's
okay.
A little bit different. Nobody looks up to Holly weirdos. I suppose future actors and actresses do, but if you want to do that for a living, you might already be screwed. So,
So you're a woman. You are identifying as a woman today, right? I mean, I don't want to insult you or offend you in any way, shape, manner.
I don't know. Let me think about it. I can change my mind in 2 minutes.
Yes, it's fluid. I forgot. That's right.
I might identify as a unicorn that sharts skittles, so you better watch it.
That's right. So we get the Me Too movement, right? And I remember some of the women that had, the older women that had been around would say, you know, the reason I put up with it, now think about this, the reason I put up with it at the time was I knew that my career wouldn't go forward without doing that. And I'm thinking to myself, so you would do anything for your career. And I remember thinking that for years and years and years. And then when that woman got up this year, she held up her trophy and basically said, well, if I didn't have my abortion, I wouldn't have been able to get this. And everybody applauded her. And I was waiting for the lightning to hit the event location. But it shows you how low. Well, how these people give us, try to instill moral values in us, and they have absolutely nothing to draw from, do they?
No, they don't. So people will come across that type of situation, any career you have in life, right? Any company you might want to work for, you have certain values, certain morals, and you have to make a decision in some cases, some places it's not an issue, of whether or not you want to put your morals and values and integrity on the side to take that job or whatever, and it's the same in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
Keep going, trudging forward, or step aside, don't do that, and you take the high ground. I remember when I was first out of college, I was going literally on my way to an interview at Gillette. On my way to the interview, I stopped at my friends in Southie. The South End, not Southie.
I was going to say,
and
if you have Irish friends, this interview is over. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey. and I picked up I can't remember, the Phoenix, I think, local Boston mag.
Okay.
And magazine. And I started reading this research article about how Gillette tested cosmetics on animals. I literally called them from my friend's phone and said, I'm canceling my interview. I can't work for a company that does that. That was way back when.
Right.
So I've been feisty like this for a long time, Joe. This ain't nothing new.
Jesus, do I sound surprised? I mean, seriously.
But so that's what I'm saying. Like, you can make decisions. Like, I could have probably had a really good paying job, career, future there, right? Because
right.
It was a good company, despite
right.
that. But I chose to not even bother stepping my foot in the door because I didn't like what they did in practice. I could
right.
not work for someone that did that. Now, mind you, I worked for a pharma company that tested on humans. I was all good with that. But they, you have to volunteer to
eat. Wait a minute. If they're the right human, I mean, I'm good with that, too.
Yeah, well, they volunteered for that. But so do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You really have to pick and choose, and it has to be up to you if you want to keep your integrity. And I can proudly say, for the most part, I can't remember not part, I've kept my integrity. And I will stand by that.
Well,
you know,
no, listen,
like I said,
I think I told you years ago, I had when I had the computer company, I had a web division. And these ladies came in, and they wanted us to build a website for them. And now, I'm going to be very clear in my speaking, so nobody gets me wrong. The website was called Puck Bunnies. Okay? So, ingenious, I get it. But I asked them to show me some of the pictures of the clothing and how they were going to, and they did. And I went, you know, I'm really not comfortable with this. Let me give you the name of two or three other companies that will do it. And not only that, I'm on a school board. I mean, there's no way I can pull this off. And I'm not there with you. So, here, go find somebody else who is, and we'll actually help
That's
you.
That's awesome.
And my wife will tell you, she's like, you have to decide when you're in business for yourself, who are you gonna hang out with? What are you going to do? You know, those wasn't something I wanted to promote. And again, when it comes to Hollywood, they promote everything and then tell you how bad you are.
Right. They do, and they don't practice what they preach either on top of it.
No. Moral less, telling us what morals are all about. I always found that
interesting.
Right,
exactly.
Right? I mean, we were talking
about
this during the break.
Oh, my goodness.
Was that?
It's the same with Democrats.
Yes.
And lefties, white woke lefties.
I love the woke term. I guess I've been in a coma all my life because none of this stuff makes sense to me. So
it's not supposed to make sense. That's actually the problem, Joe.
Yeah.
And it's intentional. It's built by design. None of this is supposed to make sense. So people are all confused. If you support Black Lives, but you don't support Black Lives Matter, you're a racist. It doesn't matter. You could be married to be a white woman, married to a black man, have biracial children, but if you don't support Black Lives Matter, you're still a racist. Your parents could be black, and you're married to a black person, and you're maybe half white.
They don't care.
If you don't support Black Lives Matter, you're a racist.
I was reading article after article after article over the weekend where what you're saying, these people were saying, look, I'm married to a black man. My kids are biracial. We have a black side of the family and a white side of the family. And we are not for BLM, and we're racist. Our family actually calls us racist. I'm going, wait a minute. Are you serious? Oh, my God. We're confused. We are so confused.
It's insane.
You know?
But for your regular average American, they're terrified. They're like, I don't want to be called a racist. I'm not a racist. I'm used to it since 2008 when Obama was running for office. Disagree with the man and, oh, you're a racist. You know, the little boy who cried wolf got really old with me really fast. Call me whatever you want, sweetheart. It just rolls right off my back and makes me laugh.
And you know what? I think it's what makes him crazy. I mean, especially the first hour of the show. The show airs in the local area. There's a lot of people that can't stand me on the left in the local area. So I know this makes them nuts. But I finally get to the point where I don't care. I mean, I should say I finally get to the point. I now no longer respond at all to what they say, and it drives them nuts. Because it's so ludicrous, you can't respond to it. I can't smoke enough dope to respond to it in such a fashion that it actually almost makes sense. All right, we're up against it. Where do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Well, always fun to have you with me. All right, people, next hour, Dr. Bridget joins us. We are going to talk about what this is doing to your little young white kids that are being beat up about their racism. They don't even know what that is. They don't even know how to spell it, and yet they're being called it. So I'm going to see your host, just in the real side. Be back in a little bit.